Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection back to order. Senator Gerlach, would you please continue with Senate File 3918, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members, and appreciate your indulgence in a brief recess. To continue on, I previously covered the items that are in the omnibus liquor bill, and we were just beginning some discussion on the wine festival issue, and that I know that there's an amendment out for that, and maybe Senator Reinert is looking at offering that, and I think that this is not an author's amendment because this is not my issue, and I want to make this open to the committee's wisdom if we want to include this or not, but I'll have some thoughts on what he has to offer as well.
And that's the A8 amendment. Is that correct, Senator Reinert?
Yes.
Would you please continue?
Well, Mr. Chair, do you want to – I don't recall where we ended – Chair, did you finish the bill? Are we now where we want to just take amendments? Because I know there are others.
Yes, at this point, we'll go ahead with amendments. So if you would proceed.
I would offer the A8 amendment then.
Senator Reinhart has offered the A8 amendment. Would you speak to the amendment as it's being handed out, Senator Reinhart?
Mr. Chair, this is an amendment that, at my understanding, both Senator Howe and Chair Gerlach had some conversation about. I know it's some language that Senator Howe would like in that deals with 12 bottles or less and these wine festivals, which we've, as a committee, sort of given a thumbs up to already. And I think the chair intends to amend the amendment, but, again, they've had a conversation. I'm just happy to at least put this forward before the committee on behalf of Senator Howe.
Thank you, Senator Reinhart. Any discussion on the A8 amendment? Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The A8 amendment, as Senator Reinhart has laid out, is we heard this issue in committee previously, and it was not included in the original draft of the delete everything amendment in the omnibus bill, and the reason was because there were some logistical issues with it when we had heard it, and there were questions at that time about the what constitutes an association of folks to put together one of these festivals. There was constitutional issues about can you keep non-Minnesota people out. There's the Interstate Commerce Clause, and there was also the issue of the quantity of off-sale. Do we want people taking cases of wine away from this sort of an event, or in the spirit of the event, is it about exposure of the products? Is it about exposure of Minnesota businesses, primarily is what it would be? And so without those logistical things worked out, I was not willing to include it in the omnibus bill. And so as late of yesterday, I had a discussion with Senator Howe, and I said, if you can solve those problems, then you could certainly find a member to offer this as an amendment. And so I would it looks like he has solved, to my satisfaction, these issues with one exception. And that exception would be on line 112, where the quantity is limited to 12 bottles. I would offer an oral amendment to the Reinert Amendment that would reduce that from 12 bottles to 2 bottles. And my rationale is this. The spirit of this law is about exposure to an industry. It's about tasting and sampling. And 12 bottles, I think, probably exceeds the spirit of that. And I know that it really does make a lot of individuals nervous about the quantity there. And so I think that 2 bottles per person is a reasonable limitation for someone to leave the festival and accomplish those objectives. So, members, I would propose an oral amendment to the Reinert Amendment, reducing that to 2 bottles.
Senator Gerlach has proposed an oral amendment to change line 112 to 2 bottles instead of 12. Senator Reinhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would just offer, it sounded like Senator Howe was maybe not, it wasn't as ideal, but he was okay with that, and I am too.
Thank you. All those in favor of the oral amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The oral amendment carries. Any further discussion on the A8 amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
Before the recess, I mentioned I had the A7 amendment.
Correct. And we're on the A8.
Oh, I thought we already passed it.
No, we just passed the oral amendment, so now we need to pass the amendment. So any further discussion on A8 amendment? Hearing no further discussion on A8 amendment,
Mr. Chair.
All those in Senator Brown, excuse me.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. Are there people opposed to this bill? Anyone here today opposed to this bill?
Or? Senator Gerlach, do you know of any opposition or where we're at on this? We've had testimony, but not in this particular area. So,
Mr. Chairman and Senator Brown, to the aid amendment, I would expect, I can't speak for them, but I would expect there would be some opposition from the MLBA, I'm guessing. But I don't know that, and I don't know if they're here. Or
is there somebody representative of the MLBA here?
No. Okay.
Would you like to speak to this issue, ma'am?
Well, then, Mr. Chairman, what I would propose is that we set aside the A8 amendments and allow somebody to come to speak to this, and we could take up other amendments. So
we will go ahead and we will set aside the A8 amendment. And Senator Pappas, if you would like to introduce the A7 amendment, we will come back to the A8 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, it's being passed out. This was Senator Latz's bill, if the committee members remember, and it was to allow a liquor store to also sell an article of clothing like a T-shirt that has the name of the store or on the T-shirt, and that's all. So it's just a marketing issue and a pretty minor issue, I think.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Members hearing the explanation of the A7 amendment, is there any further discussion on the A7 amendment?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to speak in favor of the A7 amendment. If members will recall, this came forward because there was a little liquor store in St. Louis Park who has a great word of mouth following and, you know, a community liquor store that wanted to have the opportunity to have their T-shirts be an additional marketing tool. And so while I understand why you wouldn't want to open the door to allowing liquor stores to now be selling clothing in a broad way, I think that the way this is crafted is very clear that this is strictly a marketing tool and does not open the door to allow liquor stores to be selling, you know, clothing of all kinds.
Thank you, Senator Brownoff. Senator Gerlach.
Mr. Chair and committee members, let me tell you a little bit about why I didn't include this. And there's a notion about exclusive liquor stores, the exclusivity. We allow in statute subdivision 14 of Chapter 340A.412, and the definition of an exclusive liquor store means that they can sell what's liquor. With these following exceptions, and it lists 13 exceptions, they're all directly related to alcohol. Probably one exception, tobacco. But other than that, they're all related to the sale of their primary product. And there is some uneasiness about this. We know we had a letter granted from one group that said the grocers that said, or was it the retailers? Okay, it was the grocers who said that we don't like this because we have been in a long-standing dispute about the line between what exclusive liquor stores can sell and what groceries can sell. And this proposal is coming from one store that wants to sell promotional clothing, and it's not really a larger one. I think that, again, I can't speak for other organizations, but I know that there's a lot of other liquor stores that don't want to open up this can of worms, because what it does is it then allows more justification for other stores, grocery stores in particular, to want to sell then what exclusive liquor stores sell. And it opens that, and it goes like this. Clothing items don't fit and aren't related to the others, and it was in my judgment that this just went too far, that this opened up a larger can of worms than I was willing to go for. So for that reason, members, I would urge you to reject the A7 amendment.
Other discussion on the A7 amendment? There being no further discussion, all those in favor of the A7 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No. Nay.
Motion fails.
Division.
There's been a division called for. All those that are in favor of the A7 amendment, please raise your hand. Those opposed to the A7 amendment, please raise your hand. The vote is 4-8. The motion fails. Are there any other amendments to come before us? If we go, is there somebody from MLB here? Is there anybody from the MLBA that's here would like to testify? We will go back to the A8 amendment. And ma'am, if you could state your name and your position, please, for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Sarah Pasek, and I work at McGranche Law Firm, and we represent the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association, and we also represent the Minnesota Municipal Beverage Association, which are private liquor stores and city-owned liquor stores.
Thank you. And Mr. Brown, would you like to restate your question, please?
Yes, my question was, is there anyone in opposition to this amendment?
We believe that current law allows an association or a nonprofit association to get a temporary liquor license for a festival from the Commissioner of Public Safety. And you can do that currently if you're a nonprofit and you can sell on sale, but you're not allowed to sell off sale. We don't like the provision that you can sell off sale in these types of festivals. I know Senator Gerlach has worked to say that the municipality would provide the license now, not the commissioner as it was before. And he's done some definition with what a bona fide association. I think the original bill just said an association of two or more people. We thought that was pretty loose. You could have, you know, multiple configurations of different associations every weekend. It doesn't necessarily say where a festival has to be held. In past years, there's been legislation to allow farm wineries to sell farm winery at farmers markets, which aren't really defined, can be the back of a pickup truck, how sweet corn is sold in the summer. So we're a little bit concerned about what exactly the festival is. And we believe that current law allows a nonprofit to get a temporary license now. And so our biggest objection is also the off sale. And also, I just would point out, many of our liquor stores, both private and municipal, work very closely with farm wineries in their areas and do invite the farm wineries in to do samplings and to promote their wines in the liquor store. So then their customers who like the farm wines can know where to regularly come back. And, you know, we think that's a good relationship with them.
Any other questions for Ms. Pasek? Senator Gazelka?
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how opposed are you to this 10 being the worst?
He said that's not fair. And we appreciate the farm wineries and what they do. We enjoy selling the farm winery at our wine. We don't like this bill with the off-sale provisions and think it's still a little vague as to what a festival is or where a festival could be held. I mean, the municipality would have some say over that because that was changed so that they issue the license, but we're not real fond of the bill.
I'll count that as a 5. Then.
Senator Gerlach?
If I could, Mr. Chairman. Certainly any bills like this in the past, MLB has not been crazy about. But I think that the what I gathered from the consensus of the committee during the hearing was that the concept of promoting tourism, promoting these businesses was a good and positive thing as long as some of these logistical issues could be worked out. And that is the charge that I gave to Senator Howe. This is not my amendment. This is what Senator Howe came up with as his best effort. And I think that it meets a lot of, you know, it comes a long way. If it didn't work out, if we were ending up with back of pickup truck type of things with a sign that says wine festival, I think we would quickly find a way to solve that problem. So, like I say, I'm comfortable carrying this in the omnibus bill.
Questions from other members? Hearing no other questions, we'll go ahead. And on Amendment A8, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The A8 amendment carries. We will then go to the any further discussion on the bill as amended. There being no further discussion on the bill as amended, Senator Gerlach moves that Senate File 918 as amended be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. All those in favor of the Senate File 918 signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
No.
Senate File 918 carries and will be moved on to Finance.
Thank you.
Senator Sparks, if you would go ahead and present your bill.
Senator Sparks, Senate File 1208. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, for the opportunity to present Senate File 1208, the Department of Commerce Financial Institutions Technical Bill. Before we get started, I do have an author's amendment, the A1 amendment, that just corrects a drafting error.
The A1 amendment is being handed out. Okay, all members having the A1 amendment, Senator Sparks moves that the A1 amendment as be offered up as an author's amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. And the motion prevails and the A1 amendment is adopted. Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. In the interest of time, I'm just going to turn it over to John Reich with the Department of Commerce. Deputy Commissioner Murphy was called out of town and not able to be here today, but I think Mr. Reich will be able to explain the bill in detail for you.
Mr. Reich.
Mr. Chair, members, thank you. This is our financial institutions technical bill. It should be non-controversial, make some clarifying changes, cleans up some statutes. Mr. Stang provided an excellent summary of the bill that's fixed on the front of the draft. Section 1 essentially extends the trend test calculation to property and casualty, P&C companies, for regulation of risk-based capital. Sections 2 and 6 remove farmers, mutual fire insurance companies. They are no longer, as I understand it, they are no longer any of those left in the state. We took care of, we switched around to make that applicable last year, I understand, in the technical bill, and now we are deleting those sections because they're no longer relevant. Section 3 removes a sunset provision that sunsetted in 2010 but is still in law. Section 4 is conforming change to a statute repealed in Section 7. Section 5 deals with a piece that Old Republic Title Company had brought for us to make some clarifying changes that the department is in agreement on, and they are here with questions. If you have any questions, I understand it. And then lastly, Section 7 repeals the statutes related to guaranteed investment contracts issued by insurers, funding agreements and statutes related to farmer mutual insurance companies. So it further cleans up the farmer mutual insurance companies issue that we had dealt with last go round. And that, Mr. Chair, is pretty much the bill.
Okay, Mr. Reich, if you could, the sunset provision that is no longer needed in Section 3, what sunset is that for? Oh, I see. Mr. Reich, is that because December 31st, 2010 has expired?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I couldn't find the page quick enough. But
I understand.
You got it.
Okay. Okay, further discussion? Any questions? Senator Cruz.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer the A3 amendment.
A3 amendment. You should have two documents. One is the A3 amendment, And another looks like a letter from the Department of Commerce from Deputy Commissioner Murphy.
That was introduced as a separate bill, so it's been on there.
Okay. And Senator Cruz, this bill has been introduced on its own as a separate bill as well, right?
Correct. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, members should have the A3 amendment. Senator Cruz, you want to speak to this?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this is just one more quick housekeeping amendment here. I think what you'll find as you look over the bill is the Department of Commerce is behind this amendment. On the back side of that, I've also highlighted the statute that will be repealed. Essentially what this is a quick repealer. In real estate and in banking, when a bank takes back a property, especially a commercial property, in many cases the property needs work, needs repairs before the bank can turn that around and sell that. Currently, we have a cap in place. What this would do is this would repeal that legislation and allow banks to go ahead and repair these properties so that they can be put back on the market and resold. It also helps conform to generally accepted accounting principles.
Okay. Discussion on the A3 amendment.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sparks.
Mr. Chair and Senator Cruz, I would just say that this was some legislation that I did carry a few years back. I think that this amendment would add conformity, consistency, and clarity to the issues of the state banks. As was said earlier, the Department of Commerce supports it, and I would accept this as a friendly amendment.
Okay. All those in favor of the A3 amendment, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. And the motion prevails, and the A3 amendment is adopted. Further discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sparks.
And members, in the interest of time again, too, I did have an A2 amendment drafted. I know that I've talked to you, Mr. Chair, and many of the members. It was going to require the Department of Commerce to address the problem of risk of misappropriation of client funds by title insurance agents and real estate closing agents in connection with real estate closings. We've worked very hard on this issue. Last summer, there was an awful event that happened in the Albert Lea area, and since then, we found out that some more of these unfortunate events have taken place around the entire state. We've been working hard with all the stakeholders to make sure that we protect consumers, but also want to make sure that we don't damage the industry. I'm not going to offer the amendment today because I do have the commitment from the department to continue to work on this, and hopefully we'll be able to bring something forward in the very near future.
Okay. Senator Sparks, I know you have been working on this all session long, and you have talked to me about that. So when you're ready to go with that, we'll see what we can do to move that legislation along. So, Mr. Reich, did you have something to add to that?
Mr. Chair, and that is all true, and we look forward to continuing working with Senator Sparks on the issue throughout the interim.
Okay. Thank you. Further discussion on the bill? Is there member from the – okay, the audience, anybody else like to come and speak either for or against the bill? Please identify yourself for the record. Welcome.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, thank you. I'm Jean Lee, President and Executive Director of Children's Hope International, R&R Family Centers, and I also head the Asian Pacific American Housing Consortium. I just wanted to mention that because, you know, we were looking for the department's policy bill and didn't realize it was in this form. Last year, we had tried to work with the department as far as fixing a particular section under 58.13. And so we had been in communications with the department as far as trying to fix language that's in their section that I suppose to some extent it's considered clarifying language to clarify. And as you're talking about real estate in this section and clarifying language, that it would also be appropriate, but we just haven't, I guess, come together and find, you know, a language as far as to be stuck in here, because we've been working with the researchers that kind of was on a different track. And so I just bring that issue forward because this is an issue that, as your previous Senate file 380, I believe, on certifications and licenses also relates, because the language has not been fixed, there have been barriers to people being able to practice, and there's issues around certifications and issues particularly in that section 58 that need to be fixed. So I just would like to make you aware that we need to work on that again.
Mr. Leaf, I could ask you, so you're referencing sections, chapter 58.13. That's not part of this bill.
I understand that, okay. But this is the department's bill.
I see.
And okay. They previously said they would help work on that, and so we're still in discussions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, further discussion. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak in favor or in opposition to the bill? Then seeing none and seeing no further questions, then Senator Sparks moves that Senate File 1208, as amended, be recommended to pass and sent to the floor. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. The motion prevails, and the bill as amended is recommended to pass and sent to the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Sparks. And the committee is adjourned.